I am proud to share the track with a cleaner burning renewable fuel cultivated in the fields of the United States that holds promise for our country's energy future. For more than 30 years, the American consumer has been powerless as we've endured one energy crisis after the other. The key words during these times were ration, conserve, sacrifice. And as the debate raged, motor racing continued on its merry way. Motorsports has always been seen as irresponsible to those words. Now, using the ideals that have made this country great, ingenuity and grit, we are challenging that status quo. Unlike other fuel alternatives that are years in the making, such as hydrogen, such as fuel cell, such as battery, electric, you name it, ethanol is available now. It is a key element in our drive for energy independence, and for those of us who participate in the world of motorsports, it's our element for survival in the future. Although we've been pleased with the performance aspect of ethanol in the IndyCar series, our pit crews are breathing easier, I'm told. Our previous fuel methanol, which was petroleum-based, was tough on the eyes and nose. Some of our crew with ethanol have reported that it smells like nothing other than popcorn. Now, I don't know about that. But I do know that the ethanol movement has empowered our country across, or our people across the nation. These communities in the farmlands are now flexing their economic muscle with a keen eye to the future, that the impact of ethanol goes far beyond mere dollars and cents. It has enabled these towns to grow and to maintain a sense of tradition and cohesiveness that was under threat. No longer, I guess you could say, is the grass greener on the other side of the hill. This is a golden moment, and this is what excites me most about what's going on today in 2007. Because motorsports, for the first time in a long time, has relevancy to our everyday life. It is simply just not entertainment anymore. The message to consumers is a powerful one that we represent in our, with our racing team and with the series. If a 675-horsepower Indy car can run safely and effectively at 220 miles an hour, with either a mix of E10 or with flex fuel vehicles of E85, then just imagine what it can do for your car. Our racing team also runs a Porsche in the American Le Mans series. I began racing in my racing career in the sports car series. As I said earlier, winning the 12 Hours of Sebring in 1987. The American Le Mans series is now the first in motorsports to run a street legal blend of ethanol enriched with E10 in their vehicles, which is no different than what you can buy at your gas station on every corner. What makes this special is that the fuel switch showcases to consumers in cars that they recognize that such premier brands as Porsche, Acura, BMW, Ferrari, and others can compete at high speed utilizing a fuel that's available, as I said, just around the corner.